This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
Our sons met today, didn't they?
Our sons met today. We were in a business meeting.
Yeah.
And while we were in the business meeting, we were brainstorming. And while we were brainstorming, my son
came into the room.
Interrupted.
Which is very unprofessional. Highly unprofessional.
My office.
Yeah.
And my study. And he wanted to sit on my lap. Because sometimes I show him videos of cars and helicopters on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And now he knows that to be a place where he can reliably get
that
footage
fix.
Of cars and helicopters.
Yes.
So he came in, he said, "Helicopter."
Oh, is that what he said? I missed that. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
"Helicopter."
Yeah.
And I said, "We can't watch helicopter videos right now. I'm having an important
I'm actually having a business meeting with an important
business partner."
And before
I finished the sentence, I looked up and you were in your living room showing Miles some of Cyril's cars.
Yeah. And Cyril kept reaching out to grab them like a dumbass.
He did. It was very sad. Jack kept showing Miles some of Cyril's cars, and Miles every time would reach out towards the screen like, "I want it."
But Cyril became immediately fascinated by what was going on and ran to show his cars to Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the business call, Cyril and Miles were fast friends.
You think
Cyril, who is normally pretty
shy, share
a
lot of interests,
was like, "I want to show Miles this flatbed truck." And Miles has like a good attitude with everything. I don't know Miles that well, but every car I showed him, regardless of the size or quality of the car, Miles did a thing that like people who are like nice in conversation do, where he would just like smile a big broad smile and nod and be like,
show genuine interest.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Keep them coming.
Yeah, I would love to know more about the cars you have.
Yeah, Jack, and he always uses my name.
And he says your name.
He says my name because it's like supposed to fucking exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, tell me more about these cars that you have, Jack. Come on, Miles.
What is that, the Jack Mobile?
Don't try this on me. I'm your uncle.
I do refer to you as Uncle Jack. Exclusively, every time I talk about you. Mostly in frustration. Oh, sorry, Miles, I can't do something. Uncle
sorry,
Jack isn't responding to my fucking text messages.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. And when am I coming home, Dad? I don't know. I'm not because Uncle Jack is making me do another fucking re-record.
I did this evening before coming down to record tonight, kiss my wife and say Happy New Year because she is absolutely going to be asleep before I come up from this podcasting record.
So, well, the last
see
time
you
and I
year, honey.
Last time you and I met over our podcasting Zoom was Christmas Eve. So.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. You were in D.C. caring for your father, who
I understand is
better.
Is doing well. And I was going to say this has been dad talk, but in fact, it's continuing to be dad talk, but in a different way.
Sort of, yeah. It's a generational.
It's all much of a muchness.
Dad
talk. A lot of folks, I mentioned in an offhand breezy way that was not equal to the seriousness of the situation that my dad was in the hospital and he's doing well now. So thank you to everyone for your outpouring of well wishes.
When this all started,
someone
told me, our mutual friend Matt told me, like, when this all started, he was like reading a lot on the pandemic and he was like, you probably won't catch it, but someone you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that's happened to me. Now dad.
It makes it pretty real. And it's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to give up on Christmas and go in an emergency.
But it sounds like the power of podcasting on this smuggled Bluetooth speaker has pulled him through.
It was a miracle.
And we're on the other side of this.
It was so lovely. And so many people came together to bring him a Bluetooth speaker. He just texted me today, and he's doing much better. Thank you, everybody, for asking. It was a bullshit way to spend Christmas, but it has been a good outcome. He texted me today, and he was like, "Man,
S-Town is really sad. That's the podcast he was smuggling a Bluetooth speaker in for.
Well, he was like, okay, now I've got it. What should I listen to? And I was like, dude, you've got like, you know, because he just has all this time on his hands. I was like, you've got a world of podcasts that you have avoided that I can just like hit you with like the best of the fucking best. Like fucking mainline S-Town.
I feel like if I were in a position where I was sick with a potentially deadly virus, yeah, I would want to listen to something a little more upbeat than... I'm a little
but
bit of a pessimist.
It's so engrossing.
And it's like,
it's so
if
engrossing.
I'm going to die from this,
yeah,
I don't want, yeah, S-Town to be the last thing ever. You know?
Yeah. But what's a happy engrossing podcast? Babysitter's Club Club. Everyone should listen. It's me. It's Tanner.
Yeah. It's a good show, and it's run its course, and it's done.
No, it's... No.
Yes.
First of all, this has been Dad Talk.
This is a new show.
This has been Dad Talk.
Phoenix rising from the ashes.
This is what we have always said we were doing.
Right. Sorry, it's not a new show. It's a new season.
We're moving on. Yeah, sure.
We've reached season two, finally.
We're moving on. And yeah, we dwelled a little bit too long on the first iteration.
Right. Season one.
Of this show, which has always been about the same thing.
The show's always been the same. And
it's always been this.
It's a message we hit pretty often, I think.
Yeah. And I just feel like people haven't been totally listening to us. Because no. I, like, and I'm not going to call anyone out, but I've seen a lot of comments and I've seen a lot of stuff in the group that's like, oh, what are they going to do next? And it's like, what do you mean?
Like,
what are
you
they going to do next? What do you mean by that?
We're going to keep doing this.
We're going to keep doing this. And yes, I'll take the fucking criticism. I'll take the hit. We stayed on the first part of it a little bit too long.
We're thorough. We're journalists.
Yeah, we're journalists.
I'm not going to take a hit. We did our jobs.
Yeah, we did our jobs.
This show is about exploring themes of babysitting, and we explored the themes of babysitting in an important piece of babysitting media.
Yeah, which is called The Babysitter's Club, and which is also the name of our podcast, The Babysitter's Club. And I feel like we had an extra club in there, which is now I'll take the hit on that. That's unnecessary. We're a club that talks about babysitting.
Right. Well, that was just sort of the season one title. We were... Yeah. Reading the Babysitter's Club books, so our show...
Okay, yeah, no, that was because we ran into an issue where we wanted to do this show that's called The Babysitter's Club, where we talk about iconic instances of babysitting.
Right.
And then we were like, oh, what's a good first one? And you and I batted around like, oh, maybe Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is a great one. And then I think you said, what about The Babysitter's Club? And I was like, well, I read that as a kid. So maybe that'll be a good one to start with.
It kind of... feels right.
Yeah.
It's like
like a good
right
start. Yeah. And then we were like, well, now we've got this issue because we've come up with this great title, which is The Babysitter's Club. But the thing that we're exploring for our first kind of foray into this idea of iconic babysitters
Nipple
of history
deep.
Is also called The Babysitter's Club. And we didn't know that.
And you know what I call that, Jack?
Yeah.
Namespace collision.
And that's called namespace collision. And that won't make a lot of sense to anyone because it's
based on
it'll
make sense to people who are like MongoDB.
Okay. And it'll make sense to you and me because you and I had a conversation about namespace collision before we started
10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to have pretty regular conversations with our friends Andy and Mark.
Yeah. And again, now we're talking about... Yes. Collision. So namespace collision is a term of... Why am I... I have to explain it. You make me have to explain it. It's a term of art in like the coding community that I don't totally understand. But I liked the name. It's very resonant. And I have appropriated it in my mind for when you have someone in your family and another person in your family and you often confuse their names for some deeply psychological
reason. And your younger brother.
And in my case, it's my son and my younger brother. And it was a private conversation we had before we started recording.
Yep.
And I was saying there's something fucked up that I need to talk to a shrink about me that I often want to call my son, Cyril, Leon, which is my brother's name. And now that's so namespace any collision.
Psychoanalysts in the audience, please do reach out and let us know what it means when you try to call your son by your younger brother's name.
But we had a namespace collision, didn't we? Because we wanted to call our show about babysitters in fiction.
Yes. Which has been the premise the entire time.
And that's been the premise the entire time, and I do not understand why everyone's busting our fucking chops.
Everyone's like, something
about
birds.
What are you going to do next? Yeah.
Like, oh, are birds going to eat you?
Why don't you do birds?
Birds
no, birds are not babysitters.
Some of them might be.
Yes, and that's why we sometimes talk about birds.
Yeah, sometimes we talk about birds because some birds sit in a nest and watch the babies, and then when they hatch, they eat them.
Yeah, and they're actually the ultimate babysitters. And think about that, and that's right. Why we talk about birds. And so with ease and grace...
You may have lost sight of the mission, Baby Nation, but we haven't. Yeah. So with ease and grace...
Yes. We're going to move on to the next topic, and it's going to be the same, which is more iconic babysitters. And this week, it's The Mandalorian.
It's The Mandalorian this week, and we will be exploring new babysitters each week.
Yeah. Because he babysits Tiny Yoga, doesn't he?
Indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah.
It could be 2 weeks. It could be 200 weeks.
And today it's The Mandalorian and his best friend, Tiny Yoga.
Yeah. Tiny Yoga and The Mandalorian.
And it's The Mandalorian, isn't it?
Two of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss season one.
And it's babysitting.
Because
it's babysitting. It's babysitting. Think about it. And don't think about it because it's what we've said from the beginning. Jesus.
You shouldn't have to think about it.
I promise myself I wouldn't get angry.
I know. It's very frustrating dealing with these people.
Yeah.
It's like they haven't been paying attention.
It's called the Babysitter's Club. What do you think we're fucking talking about?
Mango.
The Mandalorian.
Right.
Is an obvious one.
Right.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Big BB-8.
Babysitter's Club.
Also a babysitter.
BB-8?
Big BB-8.
Big BB-8. Yeah, long, tall BB-8.
Long, tall BB-8, yes. Also
as a character in this show, yes.
Guy from Predator. Also a babysitter.
Carl Weathers from Predator is in this show. We're going to talk about all of these guys.
A lot of babysitters.
We're going to talk about the Mandalorian.
Nick Nolte.
We're going to talk about Tiny Yoga.
Little Nick Nolte.
We're going to talk about bearded goat Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Who's in this?
They're all babysitters.
They're all babysitters.
And we're going to be, and just in case this wasn't clear, because apparently it wasn't, we're
going to
be talking
about
this every week. Mm-hmm. We're going to find a new piece of babysitting lore.
Different babysitters.
And we're going to talk about it.
For the foreseeable future.
For some kind of amount of time.
Some number of weeks. We're going to keep you on your toes.
What we're actually doing.
At some point, we'll have to do something else. No, that is what we've always been doing.
Right. This is what we've always been doing, and you know, season one lasted a little long. It might run its course, so we might have to pivot to something else.
Yeah.
Season one
was 5 years.
Some amount of weeks.
Yeah. This is season two, which is going to be this week.
One episode.
And it's The Mandalorian. And then season three will be another iconic babysitter.
Right.
But let's talk about it. What did you think?
The Mandalorian.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it.
I'm a fan of the Star Wars universe. I would say I would call myself an indiscriminate fan of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And by which I mean I love all Star Wars, even if it's bad. It's just it's Star Wars, which is enough for me.
That's right.
And
yes,
then
I
when
like
it's
that about
good, it's especially nice, you know?
I like that about you. And can I pay you a compliment?
Yeah.
You and I often have a big fight about Star Wars for this reason, because we're both passionate.
It's become such a big fight that I try to avoid it, in fact.
No, I understand. But this is going to be...
Because it fills me with so much...
Yeah. Sadness.
I'm trying to think of the right word. Rage.
Yes. And same here.
That so pig-headed about...
I understand.
Some of the sequel movies.
I understand. I'm going to try to frame this in the form of a compliment to you. I love Star Wars, too, with a great passion. And that is why I'm so pigheaded about the sequel movies, which are fucking garbage. Let's just leave that where it is and not talk about it.
And the prequel movies.
And the prequel movies, which are fucking garbage, but no, almost in some ways less garbage than the sequel movies. Somehow. I will talk about that in my dissertation. Right now, what I want to do is pay you a compliment. I like that your sense of childish wonder allows you to surf upon that garbage heap in a way that is in itself beautiful.
Surfing often is beautiful.
The surfing that you're doing is beautiful, and we're not looking at the waves. And I got lost in the waves, didn't I? And I get I got tossed by those
waves. You're getting tossed, yeah.
Of garbage.
And that's what makes me a better fan and a better surfer.
It's beautiful.
You had to bail. Yeah.
I had to bail. And that's, but in the case of when it's good.
Riding that wave into the sunset.
When it's good are three times. And for people who are not Star Wars fans, please stick with us. You signed up for Babysitter's Club, and we're talking about an iconic babysitter, so I'm going to be furious with you if you leave, even if you don't like Star Wars. But for people who are not Star Wars fans, after the first three Star Wars movies, there were three good things that happened in Star Wars. One of them was called Rogue One. The second one was called Solo. And then the third one is called The Mangalorian, and it's Baby
Mangalorian. Yoga. And there's others. There's the Clone Wars
and
TV
there's
show.
Nothing
there's
else.
The Rebels TV show, and there's a number of books that are pretty engaging.
And some probably great novelizations.
Thrawn is really good.
But we like this one, and that's what's important.
Tarkin is really good, too. There's a lot of great novels, and a lot of great comic books, actually, too. What's it called?
Doctor Strange.
No, so we've read Star Wars comic.
My
Doctor
thought is
Aphra. Doctor Aphra. Jack, I think you would like Doctor Aphra.
Aphra Ben.
It's kind of got sequel vibes a little bit.
Sequel
series vibes.
English novelists.
Doctor Aphra.
Aphra Ben.
No, Aphra.
Okay.
Aphra. She's a sort of a
early
saucy,
English novelist.
Saucy kind of a. Doctor.
I'm loving it. Sounds like Doctor Strange to me. Listen, I think we should talk about the...
Doctor Strange is saucy.
The book.
The video novel.
It's a video series.
We did watch
They do a lot
of
them. They do it every week. They do it every Friday. But you can watch it all at once. And I've been watching it every Friday, and I watched all of it because I love it. We should say... let's do this. Here's what I think we should do. Let me ask you this. I've prepared a quiz for you that's going to help us make a pretty seamless transition from our previous Babysitter's
this is
Club.
Perfect. We can leave the past behind us and we can focus on the future, which is...
So this is going to be a bridge.
Further seasons of
Further
the Babysitter's
seasons,
Club, which is the name of our show.
We're talking, this has always been what we've always done, which is we talk about the babysitters. It's a club where we talk about iconic babysitters. Mm-hmm. Last season, we talked about the babysitters from the Babysitter's Club. This week, we're talking about the babysitter from The Mangalorian. And I'm going to test you on your knowledge of both, and it's going to provide a bridge.
I see you've written here in our notes, Man DeLorean, like the car.
Oh, that's, I think, autocorrect. It must have happened.
Okay.
Because it's the Mangalorian. And I'm going to ask you a quiz that I prepared, which is called... Is this a quote from the Mangalorian or from the Babysitter's Club? And it's difficult to know because they're both about babysitting. In one case, it's tiny yoga. And in the other case, it's...
Jackie Radowski. Cam Newton. Andrea Prezioso, etc.
Are you ready? This is a diabolically difficult quiz that I prepared.
Yeah, I think I got this. I've only watched season one of Mango.
That's fine. I mean, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you, but I think you can do this. Because you've read you've read a lot of Babysitter's Club books, and you've seen
all
lot of
them.
The Mango.
Literally all of them.
Okay, quiz question number one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a quote from The Mangalorian or The Babysitter's Club? Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk to my ship with the kid, and you're going to let it happen. Is this a quote from The Mangalorian or from The Babysitter's Club?
Feels like a trick question because I know in The Babysitter's Club at one point, Dawn and Marianne get marooned on a small island in the... Long Island Sound, just off the coast of Stony Brook, Connecticut, with a
Don and Claudia.
Kids. It's Don and Claudia. So,
go with your gut here.
Actually, the fact that you were able to summon that so quickly, makes me feel like you had looked it up at one point.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna say the Babysitter's Club.
That's right. This is something Claudia says about bringing Becca on the boat with her in Super Special Number 4 Babysitter's Island Adventure. I'm gonna walk to my ship with the kid, and you're gonna let it happen. Okay, Tanner. So that's one right.
Okay, so this is actually gonna be genuinely difficult. You found tricky ones.
Yeah. Question number 2. Ready? I've already got what I want from him. His blood. All I wanted was to study his blood.
And the Mando quotes are just from season 1?
I can't tell you anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any hints.
I'm going to go against my gut on this one.
Yeah.
And say that it's the Babysitter's Club.
Nailed it again. This is something Dr. Johansson says after treating Jackie Radowski for a minor accident. Okay, number 3.
Why does she want his blood?
Because she wanted to study his blood just to make sure he was okay.
Right.
I think. Okay, ready? Number 3. He said you're the best in the parsec. He also said you were expensive. Very expensive. Is this Mandalorian or Babysitter's Club?
Parsec is a measure of
don't do this to me. They explain it in Solo. They explain it in Solo.
I'm gonna say Mandalorian.
No, that's your first wrong one. This is something that Mrs. Bruno says to Christy after Logan recommends her to babysit Hunter and Carrie for
the
first time.
She says parsec. He says parsec.
He said Logan. Yes, Mrs. Bruno says that she's referring to Logan. He said, okay, you're the best in the parsec. He also said you were expensive, very expensive, because their rates are pretty high for Stony Brook.
Right.
Okay. Huh. All right, you're 2 for 3. Number 4. Is this from the Mandalorian?
Do we fact check these?
Yeah, New Yorker. Fact check.
We ran these by?
Yeah.
Who's the guy, the ISIS podcast guy?
I can't remember. We had him do it.
He got in a little bit of trouble for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure. I don't want us to be factually inaccurate. I don't want us to get in that same. I don't want
Trust
to fall
me.
In that same trap that guy fell into.
We've got this. We're on top of this. Don't worry. Just use your little brain and get this right. Okay. Ready? Question number 4. Is this a quote from the Mandalorian or from the Babysitter's Club? What a precious little creature. I can see why you didn't want to harm a hair on its wrinkled little head.
Okay. So I literally just watched the last episode of The Mandalorian right before we came down to record.
Yeah.
And I know that that's something that Carl Weathers from Predator says when he's watching. And it's wrong.
Yeah. What did you think it was when he's touching Tiny Yoga?
Yeah, Tiny Yoga's head.
No, that was it's diabolical. This is actually what Christy says to Marianne after she comes to help her when Jenny Prezioso has a
almost
fever.
Certain.
In BSC number 4, Marianne saves the day.
Maybe an hour ago.
No, it's Marianne saves the day. Remember when Jenny Prezioso gets a fever?
Is Carl Weathers' quote slightly different?
I don't remember that because I haven't rewatched Mandalorian.
Okay.
I watched it at the time, but it's been a while since I saw that one. But in Babysitter's Club number 4, Marianne saves the day. Remember Jenny Prezioso has like this crazy fever, and then she calls Christy over, and Christy says, "What a precious little creature! I can see why you didn't want to harm a hair on its wrinkled little head."
Right.
Okay, we got two more.
Jenny Prezioso has a wrinkled. Oh, there's more.
Yeah, two more. Ready?
Because okay, I figured we should recap the book at some point.
Okay, we'll do two more and then we'll recap the book.
Okay, because I don't know if Baby Nation has read this piece of media.
Well, they ought to have. We always tell them.
Right.
We always tell them to read the fucking books.
Right.
If at this point you're not keeping up and reading the stuff in advance, that's on you. I've got two more. Ready?
Yep.
Is this from The Mandalorian or The Babysitter's Club?
Okay.
I would like to see the baby.
Okay. And again, I did just watch the last episode of the season one of The Mandalorian about an hour ago, and I do remember Werner Herzog saying that about the baby.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
This is what Marianne says to Madeline Preziosa when Andrea is born in BSC number 41, Marianne versus Logan.
She does it in a German accent. The baby.
She says it in a Werner Herzog voice. I mean, it doesn't say she does it.
It doesn't. It doesn't say she doesn't. It doesn't say she does.
It doesn't say she does.
But it doesn't.
But
say
why
she
wouldn't
doesn't.
You? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, one more. You started
line.
Off so strong, and you're really.
I know.
This is for all the pie.
I think I'm suffering because I just
because you just watched it. What? Okay, Tanner has a fucking.
Look what I'm
owowing
out
says
of.
Solo. He's owowing out of a. It's actually really cool. It's a pint glass that says Solo on it. See, this is what I do appreciate. This is where you and I can fucking like be simpatico because like a bunch of assholes think that Solo is not good. I shouldn't
Solo
say that.
Is good. You're just being fussy little whiny babies.
A bunch of fussy little whiny babies think Solo isn't good, and that's incorrect. That's false.
And you know what else is good? Rogue One.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
it's
else
very
is good?
Good?
The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You know what else is good?
Babysitter's
Star Wars
Club.
Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, okay, well, now
you know what
this
else is
good?
Wrong. Star Wars
yeah.
Episode 2, Clone Wars.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
what else is
Let's
good?
Stop
Star Wars
this now.
3,
this is
of
nonsense. And this is sick. Listen, I've got one last one. This is for all the pie. If you get this right.
That's what I call pod racing.
You win. You
That's
ready?
What it says.
Is this quote, and this is the hardest one of all, is this from the Babysitter's Club or is it from the Mandalorian? Ready? I was a foundling. They raised me in the Fighting Corps. I was treated as one of their own. When I came of age, I was sworn to the creed. The only record of my family name was in the registers of Mandalore.
Oh,
Babysitter's Club or Mangalore?
Okay. There, it felt like there was some pretty hard clues in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've been led down that path before.
Yeah.
And felt kind of burned by being wrong, apparently.
Yeah.
With my answer. So I'm going to say, and I'm resisting every urge in my body.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to say Babysitter's Club.
Ding, 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 ding.
And it is.
And okay. it is.
And they mentioned Mandalore.
This is Claudia talking about her theory that she must have been adopted in BSC number
right.
33,
oh,
Claudia
right, right.
and the Great
I do
Search.
I remember that, actually. Yeah. Right. Oh, gosh. I don't remember all the details of that book because we did read a lot
but
of
she, it turns out that she was
apologies
wrong.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's just, you know, born to John yeah. and
Ryoko.
Ryoko.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good. So, okay. Well, that's my quiz.
I didn't do as well as I hoped I would.
You started off so strong and then you kind of fell off.
Right.
It was tough. I wrote it to be difficult.
I would love to have you recap this book.
Okay. Do you want to do it now or do you want to take a break?
You're willing
first?
To? Well, I would love to do it now. And by now, I mean in a minute because I do have to go to the bathroom.
Me too. I normally don't admit to this on the show, but me too. Let's take a quick break and then I will recap this novel.
Okay.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Now we're back. And Jack is going to
recap the novel.
Tell us about the book.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say
video book, video novel.
I'm going to start just saying the book and
60 seconds.
Oh, I have to do it in 60 seconds?
I think so. Well, it's an 8-episode season.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking I could just try to do it.
80 seconds?
Whatever you need, man. I'm ready to say it.
Okay.
You're going to put 60 seconds.
80 seconds.
80 seconds. Okay. I'm going to try to do the whole season. It's called The Mandalorian.
80-second timer. And remember, you have 10 seconds per episode. You ready? On your mark, set, go.
Okay. Tiny Yoga lives in a tiny egg. He's got big ears and a big green face, and everybody wants him.
Mm-hmm. Everyone wants a piece.
Especially the Mandalorian, but also Werner Herzog. And
Carl Weathers.
Hatless Vader, who never wears a hat, so you can see his eyes and face like a normal man.
Breaking Bad.
Is wearing a cape.
Breaking Bad.
In a normal way. But who gets him first? The Mandalorian. And the Mandalorian takes him away from Werner Herzog. And now he's babysitting. Mm. And he babysits for Tiny Yoga on his spaceship. And
that's what I call babysitting.
That's what I call babysitting. And he goes to different planets. And the first planet he goes to, they say, you can be on this planet, but you have to get the egg from the monster. And they do that. And then the next time they go to another planet and they say, hey, our planet is under attack from Hatless Vader. And everybody says, we can't do anything about it. But the Mandalorian
and
says,
10 seconds.
What if we can? And he and Tiny Yoga help everybody. And then, but he's still babysitting.
And you're out of time.
Okay.
And now you're out of time.
That was 80 seconds?
Poor job. That was 80 seconds. Yeah. I don't think you did a very good job.
Okay.
And I don't put that on you very often.
Yeah.
But you didn't do a great job. You missed a number of babysitters. You missed Big BB-8.
Oh, Long Tall BB-8 is a major character. Yeah.
Yep.
And
you missed Wrestling Lady.
Carl Weathers from Predator.
Talked about him a little bit. You missed Wrestling Lady, who's also a babysitter.
Okay, yes.
You missed Nick Nolte.
Who is kind of a babysitter.
Also a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's sort of a little bit of a, gosh, I don't even know what you would call it. Sort of a club of babysitters in this first season of the
It's like a consortium of babysitters, like
a loosely affiliated
group of babysitters.
Yeah, it's Wrestle Lady.
Yeah,
it's Little Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
I guess in a way, Werner Herzog is sort of a competitor babysitter, because he also
he's trying to babysit the so Werner Herzog. If you haven't seen it, Werner Herzog is trying to babysit Tiny Yoga as well. Mm-hmm. And so is Hatless Vader.
Hatless Vader does seem to want to, yeah, and he's got some kind of special sword.
And we should explain: Hatless Vader is Darth Vader, but for folks who don't understand Star Wars lore, he's Darth Vader, who I'm sure you've heard of, but without a hat.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a hat, and he has a special sword that's dark. It's like
it's very scary. Sword. Yes, but let's stick to the babysitting.
Yes. Well, and I think that's deviating a little bit too far. It's like, yeah, no wonder this guy didn't end up with the baby. He's got a dark sword.
Yeah, he's got a dark sword. you can't bring
a dark sword to a babysitting job.
You've got to put it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about, so the main babysitter?
Yeah.
That the series focuses on is Mango.
Is Mango the Mandalorian? AKA, right. and I call him definitely not Boba Fett.
Yeah, he's not Boba Fett. I was jokingly referring to Boba Fett as Boba Fett all day today. Yeah. And Jamie at one point was like, why do you keep calling Boba Fett Boba Fett?
It's just a funny joke.
And I said, yeah. But now I'm realizing maybe I picked it up from you.
It's just funny and stupid to say.
Boba Fett is not the Mango, although he is, I think, maybe friends with him.
Yeah.
Or like they're like brothers. I don't know. There's something going on where all the Mangos do armor in a way. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about something that
signature.
Is maybe tangential, but it is also a segment that we have that you have basically triggered by what you're saying.
Okay.
If I may.
Yeah.
And it's called Jack and Tanner.
Cauldron would be in order.
Fashion idiots.
No living thing has seen me without my helmet since I swore the creed.
Okay.
And it's where we talk about the fashion in the Babysitter's related
in the
content.
Mandalorian. Yeah.
Previously Babysitter's Club, now Mandalorian, as was kind of an obvious next
season. A lot of Lukes
season.
In this series.
A lot of Luke Skywalker, but also Luke's in the sense of...
But
L-E-W-K-S. But what you have triggered for me is that... And I didn't want to say this, and it's a family show, and I don't know how to... I want to say this in a way that's grown up.
Okay.
And in a way that is sensible and that is sensitive.
Okay. You can talk about dicks.
To families. I could be.
Okay.
The Mandalorian and Boba Fett, who are not the same person, and if you think they're the same person, shame on you.
Boba Fett's in it.
They look the same.
He's in the
show. But they're not. But they wear a hat, don't they? And the hat has a part on it, and what the part looks like.
You know, Christy wears a hat?
Gotta let me say this.
With the Louis on it?
Yes. It's like that.
That's like the Mango.
Every good babysitter has a hat. But this guy's hat, doesn't it look like a thong?
Okay.
And I went there.
Hell yeah. And hey, paging Cisco the dragon, right? That thong, 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 thong.
Because doesn't it look like it's a thong?
Yeah, hell yeah. It does look like it's a thong.
And now I can't unsee it.
Right.
Because once
and they
you
all
have,
wear it. All the mangoes.
Yeah.
And the lady mango who makes all the mango armor, she also has a thong on her head.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett. And Boba Fett.
And we say Boba Fett. Yeah. And he's got the same, and it's iconic.
Well, it wouldn't be it's, Boba Fett, because Boba's
thong,
like that.
It's a thong.
Boba's like that drink.
Boba tea.
The tapioca balls in it.
Oh. Disgusting.
Boba tea? Why would they call the character Boba Fett? Because Boba's like a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
And Fett is a cheese. So it's Boba Fett.
It's actually Boba Fett.
That would be silly. It would be like calling something like Sprite Fett.
Yeah, like, and he's got a thong for a helmet, and we should say briefly some of the other fashion in the show.
Yeah.
Tiny Yoga wears a burlap hotel robe.
Yeah, it doesn't seem comfortable.
No, and it's too small.
It's too big.
I mean, it's too big for him.
It's too big for him. It's too small for me.
For me, and I don't like looking at it.
Yeah. Put him in clothes.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta say,
yeah,
the implication towards the end of this season of television that we watched was that he is a foundling, which is what Baby Club charges are called in
In this the Mandalorian. Universe. Yeah. Yeah.
And as a foundling, he is potentially allowed to wear the thong helmet and mango armor.
Oh, so he could. Tiny Yoga.
He could potentially see Baby Yoga in a Mandalorian helmet.
Okay, with a thong.
At some point. Like a
that would be cool.
And maybe his little ears are sticking out.
And the burlap hotel robe. And then now I want a Tiny Yoga.
And now I want a Tiny Yoga.
Because everybody wants
it. I did find
myself,
as I was watching the final episode this evening, I kept turning to my wife and saying things like, I wish I had an IG-11 robot. I wish I had a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
I wish I had a Baby Yoga.
Yes.
And she... Oh, and that's another... Oh, no. That's Big Tall BB-8.
It's called Long Tall BB-8. Is it one of the main characters in the show, played by an iconic actor / director called Taika Waititi. And it's okay, how can I explain this to people who don't know Star Wars? Imagine BB-8, but infinitely long and infinitely tall.
Like he's being sucked into a black hole. Spaghetti.
Yes. And he's funny. It's and like BB-8.
He's kind of funny, and he's got like a New Zealand accent. Because you can take the boy out of New Zealand.
Yeah.
You can't take the New Zealand out of the boy.
You and I met BB-8, didn't we?
We met literally met the actual BB-8.
I didn't like him.
Which was a joyous time in both of our lives, and we actually had a blast, and we loved it. But
it's now a fucking asshole.
You've decided that you are against all things Star Wars,
yeah.
And you've decided that you hated our interaction with BB-8. Although I remember it being quite fun and interesting.
I posted a photo of Facebook memory recently, and we are smiling like little fucking schoolboys.
He was kind of a card.
But he was a shithead, and I fucking hated him at the time. And I was starstruck.
Boy.
I was starstruck at the time in a way that I didn't realize it. But looking back on that memory, when we met the actual BB-8 from the show, fucking asshole. Did not like.
You think he was an asshole. I remember you really enjoying it, but now that you've changed your mind on the sequel series because of, well,
having,
let's just call
having
it
seen
sexism.
Them. Okay.
You're, and racism. You've got a lot of problems with the casting, Dave.
I don't have a problem with the... Yes, I... Well, no, listen. I want to say this carefully. I have a problem with the casting in that they should have done a different movie.
Yeah.
That was different from the movie that they did.
I hear the dog whistle.
Not in terms of the diversity.
That you're
diversity
blowing.
Is great. I like that.
I hear the
I
dog whistle
be
that you're
very
blowing,
clear
and what
about
you're saying
that.
Is like, oh, I don't love that they... They made some of the choices that they made.
Don't you dare.
But I don't
turn this...
think that should influence your opinion on BB-8.
Here's the thing, and I've said this to you, and I think it scans. At the time, I was starstruck, and I was like, oh, cool. In retrospect, having seen what BB-8 went on to do and what kind of a person he ended up being, I now view my interaction with him in a different light, which is, look at this fucking... superficial asshole who's never done anything for society
right.
and sucks and is in a bad movie and is bad.
You know who I liked?
Yeah.
There was sort of a tall R2-D2.
In Mandalorian?
In the last episode of The Mandalorian, there's a gondolier who floats the mango and wrestle lady and Carl Weathers down
from
a river
Predator.
Of lava.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he looks just like R2-D2, except he has long arms and long legs.
Yeah, and that's good.
And I like him.
That's great, and I like him.
Tall R2-D2. Eventually, Wrestle Lady shoots his head off, which was disappointing. But
and that's sad.
I still liked it.
Yeah. No, that's unfortunate.
Do we want to talk about the mango?
Because we should talk about him as
sort
a babysitter.
Sort of his approach to babysitting, yes.
Yes.
Because we've now, having done season one.
Yeah.
Which, again, apologies for how long it stretched on. We can't predict these things, you know, but.
Yeah.
I feel
we
like
do
I've
it until it feels
good.
Right
and,
to stop.
You know, and I'm a dad.
I'm a dad.
So I feel like I have a good handle on what goes into being a good
babysitter.
Babysitter, I guess, for lack of a better term, but like, you know, just what goes into raising a child.
You're not supposed to say it when you're a dad because people are like, you're not babysitting your own child. And so you should say dad sitter. That doesn't work.
Right.
Because then it's like you're sitting a dad.
Sitting a dad, which I actually have an issue with something that Mango said in this episode. Well, it wasn't Mango. It was the Hatless Vader called Mango a Mandalorian hunter. And it's like, what does that mean? Does it mean he hunts Mandalorians? Because he is a Mandalorian. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Be precise with your fucking language.
And you should be precise. So it is babysitting, but it's not a chore.
In a way, it's babysitting.
You're doing all the work of babysitting, but it's your child.
But no one's paying you. In fact,
and
you
no
have
one's
to
paying
pay quite a bit.
And you have to do it
to keep the thing alive.
Yeah.
I just spent like $10 on getting Miles the last two Minecraft Hot Wheels that were missing from his collection.
Does he know?
I don't know if that's
collection?
Important to him right now.
Yeah,
but
it
like
will
it
be.
Will be someday.
Yeah, it will be.
It's like, hey, there are seven of these Minecraft Hot Wheels, and you only have five, and that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So let's get on Amazon right now, and let's buy those last two.
Yeah.
Here you go, Mr. Bezos. Here's your $10.
Cyril and I invented a game today that was he wasn't that interested in his car wash toy that had been given to him for Christmas initially. But I moved all the cars out of it and moved a bunch of dinosaurs in. And now we
dinosaur
play a game
wash.
That is called, this is a dinosaur wash, not a car wash. And it's the new favorite toy.
Has he moved on from cars?
Now cars are slightly back in the picture as being like rejected, sad outcasts who are not allowed in the dinosaur wash.
Okay, they've become the villains.
Yeah.
You either die a hero... Yeah. You live long enough to see yourself become the villain, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm going to be a little disappointed when Miles moves on from cars because I feel like he's gotten me interested in cars.
Same. We have so many. I was looking at our like sea of cars, and it's just like we have too many cars because it's all dinos and dragons now. But let's talk about this babysitter because that's what we're here for.
Pros and cons.
Is he good? He's a babysitter, and it's a show about a babysitter.
Let's get into the brass tacks of his approach to babysitting. I have
yes.
a lot of criticisms and very few commendations.
Too many guns.
A lot of guns.
Way too many.
A lot of guns. I also don't remember exactly what the babysitter's motto or the babysitter's pledge was.
I can find it if you want me to find
from the Babysitter's Club books. But what I do remember is that it's not quite exactly like what the Babysitter's Club pledge is in Mandalorian.
Yes.
They call the Babysitter's Club pledge in the Mandalorian the way.
The way, yes.
Which is capitalized if you have closed captions on, which I always do because I have ADHD.
Okay.
The way dictates that should your babysitter... Well, first of all, the way dictates that all babysitting club charges are called foundlings. So I'll be using that term of art from now on.
In future, for the next season, which will be next week.
Yeah. It also dictates that foundlings... If they get separated from their parents, your job is to reunite it with its kin, which makes a lot of sense to me. But
that makes sense. Yep.
If you're not able to,
then
you must raise it as your own and teach it the creed.
Right. Okay.
And teach it to be a mercenary killer, bounty hunter.
I'm just trying to think of Christy and the worst kid ever, which is the one example of that. In the Babysitter's Club.
Right. That's the girl who thinks she's a dog.
Yeah. She is a dog.
Or is a dog. Right.
And her dad is a wolf.
Right.
Tough to say.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I've got more criticisms. I'm looking through my list and it's like, it's tough to find
Do it. Let's, I mean, he cares. Let's try he cares deeply. To do an open face compliment sandwich at the very
open face compliment sandwich. Okay, so,
say
this?
Something nice about the Mandalorian, and then do one of your criticisms, and then say
Baby
something nice.
Baby Yoda wanted to play with a little like ball.
Yes,
that was on like a shift stick in the Razor Crest, the Mango's ship.
It's called Slave One.
Slave One. Yep. And Mango initially was like, I don't want you to do that. And eventually Mango was like, here's the thing. You can play with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a choking hazard. And that's actually a open face.
Yeah. Problem. And you shouldn't. And can I tell you a story about a choking hazard?
Yeah.
That happened. I can't remember if I told it on the show. I probably shouldn't. And also, I do know that Slave One is Boba Fett's ship.
Baba.
I was just kidding. And it's Baba.
Yeah.
I
have it.
I famously, but back when you could go to.
By the way, I have it.
You have Slave One? That's cool.
In the Star Wars X-Wing miniature game that I play with our friend Josh, I do have. I play a scum and villainy faction.
Yeah, so you have Slave One.
Do you want to know more?
No.
I play the scum and villainy faction. Josh plays Empire.
Yeah.
And our friend Dan plays Rebels.
Yeah.
So I've got Slave One.
I didn't want to know more. Because I was in the middle of...
I've got two IG-88 ships.
Okay.
Got Bossk's ship.
Okay. Are you done?
I have a lot of ships.
I understand. Are you done? I'm in the middle of a story, and I'm like trying to hold it in my
head. I don't want to be, but I can be.
Okay, and I would like for that to be the case.
Okay.
I'm already doing a story that's kind of tangential. Real quick. Can I say it and I want your attention and I want you to listen to me?
Okay.
Why don't you say one more type of ship that you have and then can I say it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I have the Millennium Falcon from Solo.
Great. Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Back when we used to be able to go to bars... I don't know if I've told you this before. We were all hanging out, and like the child was like 18 months.
You mean the child from this show?
The child from my life.
Because that's what he's referred to.
And that's what I refer to my child as well, and it's confusing. Was like fucking running around, and then there was some other fucking child running around that belonged. There were a bunch of kids running around.
Is that Bergen?
It was at Sour Duck. Okay. And
I've been in Sour Duck.
Okay.
They got a ring.
This isn't one of those stories that's like, let's fucking shoot the shit in advance of the story. It's one of those stories where I like get in, you listen.
What do you call it when the ring's on the string? It's
called that's ring a different, that was a different bar. And I don't know what you call it. Haymaker. Now I'm triangulating.
I like Haymaker.
Literally triangulating.
What's Sour Duck? I've been there for sure.
It's an outdoor bar where the fucking kids can go in Texas. And,
it's the one that we went with your friend Matt
tell you
that
the
one
story.
Time, and it started raining really hard?
Probably. Yes.
Is there one called the Butterfly?
Yes, now you have literally triangulated.
Okay, that's the one where it started raining really hard. What's Sour Duck? I'm going to look it up.
Can I tell you the story? Sour Are you mad? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you a question. What's going on with the Star Wars game you play with your friends? Why don't you tell me about that? Instead of looking up Sour Duck,
Duck is definitely the place where it
I'm
was
begging you
really
to
hard.
Tell me more about the Star Wars game you play.
Sour
with
Duck
friends.
Is definitely the place where. It was
and then
is
when you're done with it, if you want to ask me a question about a story I have, I'll tell it to you. And if not, we'll move on.
I don't remember what the there is a butterfly bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on with that Star Wars game, Tanner? Please do tell me more.
Do you want to know more?
Yeah, I was super interested, and I forgot. I thought I wasn't, but I am. And I just want to put a pin in the fact that I've started a story.
Okay. I feel like you're being...
No, this isn't... This is real. What's up with that? How's it going? Are you winning?
Josh and I fell off the game because they upgraded to V2. But
crazy.
I still
V2?
Have all my V1s.
Oh, that's
I've got
funny.
The Houndstooth. I've got the HWK 290. Okay. I've got the IG 2000, which is I've actually got two IG 2000s because that's
what?
Kind of The metagame on that is you want to run more than one IG 2000 at a time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I've got the Miss Hunter. I've got the Punishing One. I've got the Slave One, obviously. I've got the Shadowcaster. I've got the Quad Jumper. Woo! I've actually got a couple of Quad Jumpers.
That's a lot of good stuff. That's amazing. Ones. That must be really fun for you, Tanner.
It is super fun. You would probably love it, actually.
Wow, Tanner, that's great. I really enjoyed hearing that, Tanner.
And do you want to play sometime?
Oh, I'd love to play it with you sometime, Tanner, if we can find the time, Tanner.
I like what's happening.
It's great.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of love what's happening.
I'm enjoying
you're
it, too.
Saying my name a lot, you're engaging with me in a way that you never have before.
I'm loving this, Tanner, and I feel like I'm connecting with you in a way that I hadn't before. I wonder if
tell
I could
me,
tell you.
And I'm actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm forming an interest in some of the things you have to say, and I would love to hear a little bit more about this bar in Austin you like to hang out at.
Okay, guess what? It happened. And I can't remember why I'm telling you anymore. There are a bunch of kids running around. And it's because of the choking hazard. There was like a toy that they were all playing with where there was like a piece that had fallen off that was a clear choking hazard. Mm-hmm. And one of the moms of one of the kids scooped the choking hazard out of the area of play of the kids. And I didn't know her. I need you to look at me at least while we're talking.
I'm texting my mom.
Yeah.
She said that she's rewatching the Lord of the Rings movies and texted me to say how much Miles looks like a hobbit.
Okay. And you wanted to tell her that that's not okay.
Yeah. I said that's derogatory.
I need you to listen to this story.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to start from the beginning?
No, you're at the Sour Dock and a kid put a choking hazard in his mouth and a mom stuck her finger in the kid's mouth.
No, that's not what happened.
That is exactly what you said.
No, that is not.
Word for word.
And it's not. That's why I need you to pay attention.
Okay, I'm engaged.
This is going to be a tough story for me to land this plane now because it was already tenuous and it was already tangential. Mm-hmm. And I'm now going to have to do the difficult thing of starting the story like 8 seconds before the punchline with somebody who has never paid attention to any of it.
Right.
But I'm going to do my best.
You're at the Haymaker. You're playing ring toss.
Let me say it. This mom handed me this
the tiny pizza place
thing.
Next door.
I've
got to
just say it without being interrupted.
Yeah.
This mom handed me this tiny thing. I didn't know who she was, but she just hands it to me. And I was like, oh, and like just trying to be a people pleaser. I like grabbed it and turned around and handed it back to her kid. Who just like ran off with it. I was like, here you go. Here's the piece for the fucking toy. And like both her and my wife turned to me like disgusted faces.
This is not like, someone you knew.
No.
Just some random mom.
It was a mom who like for in this moment of like camaraderie was like, oh, here's a dad who's also watching what's happening. I'm gonna like hand him this dangerous thing.
The only thing you could have done worse is put it in your mouth and start choking.
But I was like, here you go. That goes with the toy. But
yeah, sport.
But that's what the Mandalorian did too.
Have a few cigarettes too,
because he pulled a choking hazard off the, and that's bad too, isn't it?
He pulled the choking hazard off the thing and gave it to the foundling,
the tiny yoga.
He's got a number of co-sitters, including Long Tall BB-8, and he let Long Tall BB-8 walk into a river of lava and blow itself up.
That's wrong.
Not something that
to do for a co-sitter
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's not in the babysitter's pledge.
It's really tough, you know? Like, there's so many things that he doesn't quite do in the way that I would expect
a babysitter
to do. Like, he never asks any of the questions that Christy and Dawn and Stacy and whomever asked.
Yeah.
Like, whenever they showed up to a babysitting gig.
Yeah.
They always showed up to a babysitting gig, and this is my only frame of reference, other than me being a father myself and caring for a child. But like,
and a babysitter,
those girls would always show up
to
a babysitter's club gig, And they would always ask a few questions like, does Jenny Prezioso have any allergies?
Right.
What's the number for the place you're going?
Right.
When is bedtime?
Like, yes.
What is she allowed to eat for dinner? And like, does she have any ancient blood feuds with a sect of bounty hunters that I right. happen to belong to?
Which one's that from?
What do you mean?
Which book is that? Because that one stood out to me.
I don't remember. It's just.
Is that from The Babysitter's Guide to Babysitting?
I don't remember. It's just something that's top of mind right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just like, I think the Mandalorian is not a very good babysitter because he doesn't ask any of these questions. He waits until they
he doesn't ask
come
anything.
Up. And it's like.
And he won't even take his hat off.
Okay. Now you've discovered that baby yoga is part of an ancient sect of wizards who opposed your people.
Right.
What's next? You're going to discover that it's allergic to Sorgan frogs?
Right.
Because you've been feeding this thing Sorgan frogs like it's nobody's fucking business, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of frogging in these books.
Do you even have its parents' number?
Yeah. No, they never call the parents.
They never once call the parents.
They never once call the parents. They do feed the baby. They do seem to care about the baby.
Sort of. They do let the baby get kidnapped and punched a lot by stormtroopers.
And the guns. It's bad.
And there's the guns and the black saber.
And there's a black sword.
The dark sword.
And no kind of sword is good around babies.
And the e-web. We haven't even mentioned the e-web yet because it's a kind of gun. So I guess it's kind of getting looped into the gun stuff. But like,
okay.
What about the e-web?
Is that what that's called? It's cool
as
hell.
The big gun.
It's very cool. Yeah. Yeah. And so this is why it's useful, I think, that we did a whole season. And I feel like we're getting unfair criticism about this, where it's like, oh, your first season is, I can see it. Your first season is 4 years, and then your second season is just 1 week. Like, okay, whatever. This
might be two. We'll do season two at some point.
We take the time that we need.
Right.
But it's why it's actually useful, because we now know so much about babysitting.
We expand into the size of the space.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And if that takes 4 years, so what?
So what? We're doing what we need to do.
You enjoyed it, dickheads.
Yeah.
And if it takes 1 week, so what?
Yes.
Probably enjoy this too.
Yeah. And next week, we'll do
something
else. Have you
seen the mango? It's so good.
It fucking rules. And the babysitting in it is not great. And that's this. So, this is, I think, the point of the show where we say good babysitting or bad babysitting? And it's bad.
Let's weigh a lot of the pros and cons.
Okay. Yep.
Does he keep his babysitting charge, aka foundling, alive? Yes.
Yes.
Does the babysitting charge, aka the foundling, get punched a bunch by stormtroopers? Yes.
Lot. Yes. Bad.
So that's a wash.
Does he give the babysitting charge something to entertain himself, aka a chokeable hazard? Yes. Is the thing that he gives the babysitting charge a chokeable hazard?
Chokeable hazard.
Yes. Yes. That's a wash.
Does he put the baby in charge of... Does he leave the baby in the care of... A German documentary maker.
Yes.
Turned former imperial warlord.
Named Werner Herzog. Yes.
Named Werner Herzog, yeah.
And is that good or bad?
That's bad.
Werner Herzog is a national treasure.
Does he leave the baby in the charge of a robot that's been programmed to kill everything at the expense of saving the baby? Yes.
Yes. But... And this is actually
a wash again.
A surprise segment, which is my
Babysitter of the Week. Oh, Babysitter of the Week. Yes, my favorite segment.
And my Babysitter of the Week this week is Long Tall BB-8, who, if you haven't seen the show, Long Tall BB-8 is, it's like BB-8, but it's long and it's tall. And it's a killer robot, but they reprogram it. Don't they?
Right.
To be a babysitter robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does a good job. At first, it tries to kill the baby, and then it, which is bad. And that's bad.
Right.
But then it's a good babysitter. And it becomes a good babysitter. And it
We've
does
all tried
a good
to kill
job.
A baby. Not a big deal. And you learn. You grow and you learn and you get reprogrammed by Nick Nolte.
Yeah. And that's what the show is about. What's your babysitter of the week? And it can't be the main one, obviously.
Really tough question. Very tough question.
Yeah. Everyone in the show is a babysitter. That's what's so good about it. Everyone in the show is a babysitter.
Yeah.
So it could be anyone. They're right. All babysitters. Werner Herzog's a babysitter. He wants to babysit the
for a time.
The tiny yoga.
For a time, he's a babysitter.
Yeah. Carl Weathers from Predator is a babysitter.
Amy Sedaris.
Oh, okay. Good.
Amy Sedaris is my babysitter of the week. Yeah. She's a starship repair lady, and she's repairing the Mango ship, and she watches the foundling.
Yeah.
For a little while.
That's what they call the little one. Tanner, I feel like it may be time for us to think
feels
about leaving.
Feels right, huh?
Doesn't
feels
it?
Feels right.
We did
do
a whole season.
Do we want to do this for...
forever.
Four more years?
I think this season is wrapped.
This one's
I think
wrapped.
We did
okay.
It.
Right.
I think we did this. I think we got everything.
Right.
Because we've become, this is another thing, and it, fuck you to the haters.
Right.
Like, the reason we're faster at this is because we've had so much practice. So we can
you
do
doing this
in an episode.
You try doing it, this. You try getting it down in one.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
And then we got it, and we fucking did it in one take. But it takes a while to get there, and you kind of heard us, like, the working it out.
It's Malcolm Gladwell shit. You got to put 10,000 hours into this shit.
Exactly.
Before you become a master. Now we're masters.
Yeah. And so we don't only need
the
one.
The armorer is going to like put a Sarlacc skull on our pauldron.
Yes. Okay.
Because we're a team of two now.
That's right. Yes.
That's what she says.
That's what she says. And we've got armor and part of it looks
and then
with
she
a little
wails
bit like...
on a bunch of stormtroopers with her hammer. It's cool.
Yeah. That is cool. But it does look like a thong, doesn't it? in the
it does look a little bit like a thong, yeah. And that's our team of two wears thongs.
Yes, and yes, and we do.
I don't have access to Beskar, you know.
Oh, that would be such a good quote if the Mandalorian said that. If he at some point was like, "That's not the only thong I'm wearing." Somehow,
yes.
If someone's your helmet looks like a thong.
She got I got dumps like a truck. What dumps like what? Baby, move your butt.
That would be funny.
Maybe let me sing it again.
It
season three.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everybody in the Baby Nation for bearing with us for these 4 years of the first season and now for this one episode of the second season. And thank you for listening to this show. And it is, as you have always known, and sometimes people forget, our show about iconic babysitters of history, and we did the Babysitters Club, and now we've done The Mandalorian, and what's going to be next
week?
What
are we going to do for season three?
I've got a few ideas.
Yeah.
Should I say some of them, or should we just let it be a surprise?
I think we should surprise them.
Okay, it's going to be a
surprise. Them.
Yeah.
It's going to be Babysitting Club adjacent, and we're going to do this version of the show until we get sick of it, and then we'll actually move on to whatever comes next.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't like that?
Yeah. Just stick
cheeks.
Around. No, do still stick around because we
please do stick
need
around.
You around. Yeah. Yes, and as you can see, we do a lot of planning, and we have planned this out for 4 years. And
is this a pivot we expected? No, I wouldn't even say it's a pivot. And when I say it's a pivot we expected, and I say no, what I mean is it's not a pivot. Because
it's
this
not
has
a pivot.
Always been the
this
show.
Is what we've always said that we were going to do, and please.
Did
understand.
We decide on this morning?
No.
In a lot of ways, no.
In most ways, no. It's always been in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about iconic
babysitters. Did one of us have to send a very frustrated text message to the other to say, like, just tell me what to fucking do, man? Because I'm giving you gold and you're like in this fussy spot now.
Yeah.
And just tell me what you want.
Just tell me what it is. Right. And let me ask you this. Was this Sarah's idea?
Originally?
My wife. But to do this. To be like, why don't you do iconic babysitters? No. It wasn't.
No.
We've always
it was our
planned
idea
on
4 years ago when we had the idea for the show.
Yes. And it wasn't.
Yeah. Right.
God. All right. I almost don't want to thank everyone for bearing with
us. Did we almost do a one-off episode just about the Da Vinci Code?
Well, please, folks, if you want us to do that, I want to do it.
No, yeah. We didn't.
And no, we didn't. Because
this has always been the plan.
And next week, we're going to do another babysitter. And now we're in a safe space, and the train is running along the tracks. Mm. Baby Nation, I would like to thank you so much for bearing with us. Tanner, I would like to thank you for bearing with me.
Mm.
Okay. I would like to say...
You want
say,
more than mm?
No, that's fine. It's fine.
You're welcome, sir.
Great. What I would like to say
hey, Jack.
Is...
Hey, Jack. Yeah. Jack? Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Jack.
Thank you. Okay, that actually did feel good.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, thank you, Tanner. Folks, subscribe to our Patreon. It is the only way we stay alive. Patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Just go and do it. You get another show. It's other babysitting type content.
It's more yeah. babysitting.
That's what we're content. Interested in here. And it's good over there. And it's nice of you to subscribe. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed. We love you so much. What's next to say? Well, hey, join the Baby Nation Facebook group. Everyone is nice and good in there. It's a good place to be, and we welcome you in there. Please go in there. Please go in there and be good and nice with everyone else. They are waiting
Celebrate
for you.
Life.
They're waiting for you in there. Everyone in there is saying, hey, when are the new folks coming into the group? And it's you
a lot
that
of
they're
old
talking
blood
about.
In here. Yeah.
It's you that they're talking about. Go in there and be nice
they
and
want your
with
blood.
Everyone else. We're all having so much fun in there.
Give them what your else? Blood.
Yeah. And buy our merch. bit.ly/BSCC merch is where you can purchase our merch. And now's a good time to do it. Why? Because you need a Wine Crimes t-shirt. Get it.
Can I pitch you a t-shirt concept now?
Yeah. So let's
on,
hear it.
On the air?
Yeah.
The shirt just says, fuck cool math games.
I love it. it's so good. let us know if you want a shirt that says that.
Let us know if you want that shirt. It just says fuck cool math games.
It's like very aggressive. Rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. Go. It still helps if you rate and review our show. It helps us to move through the rankings.
It's going
to
help us get season two off the ground here.
Yeah, which is just this episode. So we really need this one to fucking hit with a bang.
Yeah.
This week we read a novel that was called Baby Yoga. And we loved it. And it's The Mandalorian. And it's about babysitting, which is what we do. Yeah. Next week we're going to be
doing...
we're
just going to keep doing this.
Yeah. We're going to be doing
Whether
another
you like it or not.
Fucking moment, iconic moment in babysitting history, and you're going to fucking love it and just come along with us on this journey. We have a number of ideas, and by we, I mean Sarah wrote down like
Sarah,
10 things, and they were all really good. So we're going
to
do
Jack and
some
I had
more.
A call today as I was driving to the Games Workshop, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was driving to Games Workshop to pick up some Tau figurines, and Jack and I had a call, and he said, Sarah came up with a good idea.
Yeah.
And then apparently Sarah has a number of good ideas for
she,
what we
she just
do.
Kept on. I was like, what else? I was like, this is good. And then I talked to you, and then I was like, Sarah, I could only think of that
you
one.
You just
thing.
Kept she pitching like, them to me. You're like, Sarah had this idea. And I was like, fuck, that's good. And you're like, she also had this idea. I was like, dang, that's good. So,
so
what we're
doing
now.
Doing iconic babysitters for a little while. I want to say that we love you and also kiss you. I want to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Claudia is wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented.
Should we change it for this season?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Mandalorian's wearing a thong now.
The Mandalorian is wearing a thong now. And the way he talks, you would think that Baby Yoga had just been invented.
Which he hasn't. He's been alive for 50 years.
Yeah, he's 50. We didn't talk about that.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.